Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm here to tell you about an incredible holiday I went on recently, navigating rugged terrains on a quad bike. I've always loved the great outdoors, but choosing how to explore it this time was tricky. My friends tried to get me into hiking, and my brother highly recommended rock climbing. However, it was watching a thrilling documentary about off-road vehicles that actually convinced me to try quad biking for my trip. When deciding exactly where to go, we had a few options. We initially looked at some famous desert dunes, and a coastal track seemed quite appealing at one point. Instead, we settled on a vast pine forest, because the rugged terrain and dense woodland offered the perfect driving challenge. Before setting off, our instructor gave us a thorough briefing on safety gear. Naturally, you might think a helmet is the most vital item, or that heavy-duty boots are your best friend. While those are definitely mandatory, the instructor insisted that a chest protector is the most crucial piece of equipment to wear, as it shields you from flying debris on those bumpy trails. Getting used to handling the heavy machine was a bit tricky at first. I fully expected the brakes to be overly sensitive, and I thought managing the gears would be confusing. Actually, mastering the steering was what took me the longest, mainly because it requires a surprising amount of upper body strength to force the vehicle around tight corners. Once we got going, I was eager to tackle some challenging landscapes. We didn't head straight for the steep hills as I'd originally anticipated, nor did we navigate the rocky paths right away. Rather, our guide led us down a muddy track first, just to get us accustomed to sliding around and maintaining control of the vehicle in slippery conditions. The wildlife in the area was another fantastic bonus. I was really hoping to spot some deer darting through the woods, or perhaps some rare eagles circling in the sky above. To my absolute amazement, a family of wild boars crossed our path just as we rounded a sharp, quiet bend. We turned our engines off and just watched them. Later in the afternoon, we experienced a minor mechanical hiccup. I suddenly heard a strange noise and thought my engine was overheating, while the guy driving behind me reckoned I had a broken chain. In reality, I had suffered a flat tire after driving over a patch of sharp stones, but the guide fixed it in minutes. When it was time for our midday break, I assumed we'd stop at a nearby village cafe, or maybe just eat our packed sandwiches in a basic clearing. To our delight, we were treated to a picnic beside a stunning waterfall, which provided a beautifully refreshing atmosphere after such a dusty, noisy ride. The second half of the day featured even more incredible sights. While splashing through a wide river was definitely fun, and navigating the edge of a deep valley was thrilling, driving cautiously across a narrow suspension bridge provided the biggest adrenaline rush of the entire trip. Looking down was terrifying, but exhilarating. Now that I'm back home, people often ask if I'll buy my own quad bike. While that's certainly tempting, and renting a 4x4 Jeep sounds like a laugh, I've actually already decided to book a snowmobile adventure for my winter holiday next year. I just can't get enough of motorized outdoor thrills.